This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. One of the things about this job is that I, and honestly, basically all the other journalists out there, we all get a lot of emails, a lot, from publicists pitching authors and entrepreneurs and scientists and academics, you name it, they're pitching it. And generally speaking, all my public relations friends, please cover your ears for this, most of those emails go to my spam folder. But the other day, Dan Coyce, he's a writer at Slate, he decided to say, yeah, sure, I'll take the call to almost every PR pitch he got that day. And that turned into the subject of his latest story. Dan, thanks for coming on.
Thanks so much.
Okay, so look, why did you do this to yourself?
I get a lot of PR emails every day. You know, over 100 just sort of roll in, and they even roll in waves at, you know, at 9 o'clock, a whole wave of them comes in between 9 o'clock and 9:04 as scheduled emails try and game out when's the best time to get me. And then at 10 o'clock, another wave rolls in. And, you know, a lot of them are from publicists I know or who are representing, you know, books or movies or things that I write about all the time. But so many of them just seem completely random. Publicists for lawyers who want to talk to me about, you know, divorce procedures, or many, many publicists for random products in fields that I have zero interest in. And it struck me that I didn't know why I was getting these emails. I mean, I knew why I was getting them because they were being blasted out to 10 million people.
Right.
But I didn't know why someone had thought they needed to hire a publicist to do this and what they thought they were going to get out of that transaction.
I should tell you, I only get in the low dozens and I feel swamped. So I can't imagine what it's like for you. You picked 17, I think, of the 162 publicist emails that you got. Pick at random. How'd you decide who to talk to about this?
I replied yes to every single email where a publicist said, my client wants to talk to you about X, about America's Best Cities for Witches, or about a revolutionary new pool safety product. A few people wrote back and said, well, what is this for? What article are you hoping to write? And then most of those people did not reply after that, wisely. But 17 publicists wrote back and said, great, let's set it up. And within a couple of days, I talked to almost all those people.
What did you learn then in those conversations about the way the publicity machine works? Because that's what this is about, right? It's about how the information gets out there and through the publicity people to the journalists and then to, you know, the wider public.
Yeah. And it's about who are making those decisions in the first place. Who are the entrepreneurs who feel it is necessary to get the kind of press hits that they think a publicist can get them, and who potentially don't know that, you know, that they're paying a publicist, say, $2,000. That was the quote I got from one of the people I interviewed for what they were paying their publicist, $2,000 a month. And what they're getting for that is the quote unquote spray and pray. The sending an email to every media person whose email address you can purchase and hoping to God that someone writes you back.
Did you develop any sympathy or empathy for the public relations folks themselves who are throwing themselves on the mercy of the 10 million people that they're, you know, spamming those emails out to?
Absolutely. I mean, we all are stuck living in the content economy, right? I'm stuck in it. All these entrepreneurs who are trying to sell their purses are stuck in it, but the publicists are stuck in it too. And not everyone can, like, you know, whatever, be Steven Spielberg's publicist. There are people who have these, you know, start these firms. You can't get a lot of clients at first, and you are simply doing your best to just get your clients' information out there and hoping that it works. I'm sure that some of these clients were annoyed that the press hit they got ended up being this piece about how, you know, people spend so much money on publicists and they don't really work. But also, a lot of people got their names in Slate and a lot of people got links. And maybe someone read this piece and thought, oh, I want that purse, or I want to see that show in Atlanta, Georgia.
We should say here, you've got a novel coming out next year. And my guess is that you're hustling, trying to get some pickup for that. What's your perspective, having now been on both sides of the coin?
My publicist has already emailed me to ask, oh, am I like that? Is that how you think of me? You know, I've heard from a lot of publicists after writing this, many of whom wrote me saying, are you still doing your day of yes? But many of whom also said, hey, it is worth it to take the time to try to target your pitches to the extent that you can.
Yeah.
My hope is that my book publicist has just a couple of people on her list that she knows might really – love my novel, Vintage Contemporaries, publishing January 17th. She can spam everyone else too. That's fine.
Dan Coyce, it's late. Dan, thanks a lot.
Thanks so much.